The Cuban Boxing Federation informed on Monday that the athlete José Ángel Larduet had abandoned the training camp the Cuban national team is having in Germany as preparation for the upcoming World Championship to be held in Yekaterinburg, Germany, from September the 9th to September the 21st. He was selected for competing in the more than 91-kilogram division. Larduet worked out that commitment and left Team 7, the number of athletes of the team, a team that criticized Larduet's attitude and have ratified the aim of fighting tirelessly to maintain the results obtained in the previous competition, reads a note that Cuban Boxing Federation sent to the media. The team, coached by Rolando Aceval, completed on Monday its seventh training day in Berlin, and they will be flying from that city on September the 7th to Yekaterinburg, city that will host the event. In this edition of the World Boxing Championship, will compete an estimated number of 450 boxers from 87 different countries. Three young Cuban volleyball players, Julio César Cárdenas, José Carlos Romero, and Javier Concepción, will play next season for the Argentinian team Obras de San Juan, and now the number of Cuban volleyball players signed for foreign clubs grows to 15. In the latest few hours, the Cuban Volleyball Federation confirmed the signing of three players that will reinforce the roster of the team, Obras de San Juan. Julio César Cárdenas, José Carlos Romero, and Javier Concepción published the specialized website Volley Plus. In total, 15 Cuban players will play in foreign leagues this season, 10 men, 8 in Argentina, 1 in Italy, and 1 in France, and 5 women, 2 in Russia and 3 in Peru. The Cuban men's volleyball team got their first win of the competition by defeating Guatemala 3-0, 25-13, 37-35, and 25-14 in Pool B of the NORCECA Continental Volleyball Championship at the University of Winnipeg in Manitoba, Canada. Top scorer of the match was Cuban Osniel Melgarejo with 14 points, followed by his teammates Roami Alonso with 11 and Marlon Yan and Javier Concepcion with 10 points each. Miguel Ángel López scored 9 and 3 scored Robert Landy Simón in the only set he played. On the Guatemalan side, which offered a good resistance in the second set, Wagner Chacón scored 12 points and was the best offensive player for the Central American team. The Cubans were superior to the Guatemalans in every aspect of the game, attack, blocking, and aces, but they gave away a total of 31 points via non-forced errors, while Guatemala only committed 18. Although Cuba has already qualified for the NORCECA pre-Olympic tournament that will be played next January, the set aim is to win this competition, now with 7 competing teams after Suriname quit at last minute. Cubans Lady Laura Moya and Lester Ders will make their debuts on Wednesday and Thursday, respectively, in the individual events of the Pentathlon World Championship in Budapest, Hungary. Moya, triple medalist in the Lima 2019 Pan American Games, is part of one of the groups of over 20 athletes. All of them are looking for qualifying to the women's finals, set to be held on Friday. Lady Laura Moya told the Cuban sports website HIT, "In the mixed competition, Lester and I have better chances than in the individuals. For the program of the Olympic Games does not include it, and those who are not qualified for Tokyo 2020 Summer Olympics will focus on the individual event. Today, Monday, we only swam a bit because we are tired from the long trip. It is hot, but it is fresher than in Cuba, a real nice temperature," 27-year-old Moya posted on Facebook. This was Abel Vasquez for the sports in Radio Havana, Cuba.